Hello, we are the Morons Who Try to Talk Good. My name is Caitlin California.
And I'm Sam in Spokane.
And we don't have a deal.
Third time's a charm.
This is like the fourth time.
I thought this was the third. We'll find it out later.
Okay.
We'll put it on our Twitter.
Yes.
At Morons Podcast.
Welcome to episode 9.
Shameless plug number 1. I will be keeping count this.
No, you won't.
I'm keeping count right now.
Okay, you're gonna keep count.
Oh, I am.
Great. All right. How's your week, Sam?
Well, this is what we would count as dead week, but our school no longer follows dead week. So.
Yeah, we don't have dead week either.
Literally everything's due on one week before finals, and then professors are like, hey, I'm teaching you a thing today. It's going to be on the test next week. I'm like, you are a jerk, and I don't like you.
I am just, like, I'm just angry at this point of schools that actually have dead weeks.
Jealousy.
It's just... No.
It's just jealousy. It happens. Yeah. And then I get sad.
Currently involved in midterms right now, which I think, personally, are, like, worse than finals. Because at least finals, like, is, like, a different schedule, and you just have to focus on, like, one or two finals a day. But, like, midterms, you still have to go to, like, all your classes, take tests, essays are due. I feel like it's just a lot more hectic than finals.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah, that's the fallback of the quarter system. Also, I bruised my fingers. I was explaining this to Sam earlier.
You and your bruised fingers.
I tripped and fell on my hand, and I know it sounds kind of lame, like, oh, you just bruised, like, some fingers. No, it's very painful to bruise your fingers, and I thought I broke one of them, and I had to get an x-ray, but I didn't, so that was good. But, I go to school at a place where everyone bikes everywhere, and it's very difficult to bike with 3 very swollen, very bruised fingers. So, that was my week. Alright. Now that this depressing weekly update is over, move on to Fangirl News! Ah! Awesome. Okay. We're gonna start off with a piece of Star Wars news. Sam, did you hear about this?
Yeah, I heard about this. I heard this, like, 4 weeks ago.
Yeah, this came out a while ago, and we just, like, never talked about it, but I thought we should. So, basically, there's been this whole debacle about The Force Awakens, about J.J. Abrams said that Rey's parents weren't in The Force Awakens, and then people kind of freaked out, because everyone's kind of been assuming that, like, she was related to someone that was already, like, canon in Star Wars, like, a lot of people are thinking, like, Luke Skywalker. So, the thing is, people freaked out about this. Like, oh, what are you talking about? Her parents weren't in The Force Awakens. What does this mean? Like, who are her parents? What are you talking about? And then he backtracked his comment and was like, well, actually, I just said that I meant to say she doesn't know who they are in The Force Awakens. Not that they weren't in it. I was like, what? You can't do
that. Okay, here's the thing. People need to, 1, calm the hell down. Okay. 2, if they were going to make Rey a child of one of the original, like, canon characters, honestly, for me, that would just kind of ruin it. That sounds really, really weird, because
it is kind of soap opera-y.
It is, but my issue is, like, Force Awakens was a good movie, right? I just wish it was more original, because literally, it was the exact, it's just the same plot of A New Hope. Like, literally the same thing happened. And it's like, I was a little disappointed in that. And so the first trilogy, which was the second trilogy that they made, was this whole thing of, like, who was the origin of everything? We got Anakin, we got Padme. And then the second trilogy was their kids. And then I don't really want the third one to be, and then their kids. It's like, I kind of want to see something different, because if the next movie is basically Empire Strikes Back, I'm just going to be extremely disappointed. I think people need to calm down. And if a director doesn't have to tell the truth in regards to whatever they say about their film, There's a bunch of directors who have been like, oh yeah, this is not like this, and then they do it, and they're like, ha, screw you, because I didn't actually have to tell you the truth. Like, people need to just take it a couple steps back.
Yeah, I definitely see where you're coming from, but I did think it was kind of interesting the way he kind of backtracked his comment and was like, oh, wait, actually, I didn't mean it like that. Like, this is what I actually meant, because all of these fangirls got, like, crazy freaked out about it. Kind of an interesting look into fan culture. We look into things too much. Speaking of fan culture, Hamilton is staying on the $10 bill, partially thanks to crazy Hamilton fangirls, like myself and many others.
And here you go, Caitlin, have fun with the censor, which is bull.
Thanks.
Bull. I
can bleep all of this out.
And that is all I have to say about that.
I think it's great. Because originally they wanted Andrew Jackson to get off the 20, was the original plan. Because after Andrew Jackson was kind of a crappy person, was to like take him off the 20, and then the Treasury were like, no. It's way easier if we take Hamilton off the 10 for some reason. They were like, no, let's keep Andrew Jackson on the 20. We'll take Hamilton off the 10, and this is how it's going to go. And everyone was like, okay, cool. Like, as long as we get some moment on currency, whatever. And then Hamilton came out. And there was a lot of, like, lobbying from Lin-Manuel Miranda and a bunch of fangirls, and there was, like, a bunch of upcry about this. And then the Treasury Department was like, okay, we heard you. We'll keep Hamilton, and we'll take Andrew Jackson off the front of the 20, and we'll put in Harriet Tubman. So, this was kind of the plan all along, is my 2 cents about this. 2 cents.
Oh my god. No. No. Alright, whatever. I'll let that one fly. I will let it pass.
Okay. And also the backs of the bills are going to be changing, which I thought was kind of interesting. They're going to be depicting the women's suffrage movement on the back of the 10, and then civil rights leaders on the back of the 5. And Andrew Jackson's actually just getting moved to the back of the 20, which I thought was kind of a weird move. They didn't they're not, like, fully taking him off. They're just, like, moving him to the back.
Yeah, I heard that.
I thought that was really strange. I thought they should have just taken him off. But anyway, I'm really excited about this. I am just really excited about it. And people that aren't excited about it, whatever.
Whatever to you two.
Sam. Alright.
I'm a curmudgeon. We should already have this down by now. This is episode 9.
Mm-hmm.
We got Caitlin, who's the happy optimist. We got Odile, who's the neutral party. And then I am Scrooge.
That is very accurate.
Yeah. I'm Scrooge.
Very accurate.
Which is a sad thing to say, but I like how this next piece of news was third on the list.
Okay, so this list was kind of written chronologically. So, not by, like, importance. Well, one could argue, but
I mean, not gonna lie. I didn't really like Prince. I never liked his music.
That's our next item. Prince died. I liked Prince as much as the average person. When I saw that he died, I was like, okay, like, that's sad, but I wasn't, like, devastated or anything about it, but it's definitely, he was pretty young, and he definitely did leave a big music legacy, but, yeah, what's kind of interesting is all the things that have happened after his death. He had no, like, will. And now they found a lot of prescription drugs in his house, so although his death wasn't ruled a suicide, I find all this stuff, I didn't find his death as fascinating as kind of what's happening now, the fallout of it, is what's really interesting to me.
I think it's overdose.
Probably.
I mean, okay, here's my thing that You know, celebrities will overdose. They do. That's happened before. We've seen it. Accidental-wise, not, like, overdose to, like, commit suicide. However, the fact that we still idolize a lot of these people kind of bugs me. Because it's like, oh, this person was such a great role model. However, they did so many drugs that they just screwed themselves to the point of death. And, I mean, what kind of example is that setting for like, kids? And, I mean, like, heck, I'm not, you know, the world's best example for kids either. But, I mean, being just a pessimistic jerk is different than being a massive drug addict. And, like, saying that if you are a celebrity, you can get around the illegality of these things and just do them whenever you want and not really have to face any kind of consequence other than the consequence of death or serious bodily harm. I don't know. I mean, it's my brother. I remember it was a joke that for his senior quote when he was in high school was going to be crack is whack, Whitney Houston. I was like, that's hilarious because of just how ironic it is. But he ended up not doing that one. I was kind of disappointed. But like all of these celebrities are like Whitney Houston died. Heath Ledger died. I'm trying to think of other people.
Corey Monteith from Glee died of heroin
Nirvana, I think we know. Was that drug overdose or was that suicide? I can't remember. Ooh, that's a horrible thing. I can't remember. That's sad. But yeah, these celebrities are dying of drug overdoses, yet we still idolize them.
Yeah, that's really.
And we're saying these people who are okay with taking illegal drugs, and we're just seeing them as. That's just my two cents on that. And like you, I never really liked any of his music. Prince's music, and now we're just bashing on the guy who just died.
I liked his music, and he did contribute a lot to the music industry, but I wouldn't say I was a crazy fan. I just, like, I appreciated it. I was like, oh, yeah.
I don't know, like, I hear...
But I was never, like, a big fan.
I hear his music on the radio, and I'd skip it. And I was never
really?
A fan of his music. I mean, I remember when he died, it was like, when did he die? I can't remember. I was in the car, I was listening to the radio, and it was the one with Ryan Seacrest, and some woman was calling, and she was on the phone sobbing, like, whenever I'd hear a Prince song, I'd immediately call my friends because it just reminded me of all the good times. And then you can hear them going, okay. Like, I think she might have taken that a little bit too far, but just, like, I hear his music and I skip it. I wouldn't be compelled to call you and go, I love you!
See, like, I'm such a Scrooge.
I am, but hey, I'm a realist.
That is very true.
Okay, let's get off this.
Okay, topic. Yeah, we've gone on. So, next piece of news. There's going to be another Sherlock Holmes movie. Another Robert Downey Jr. one.
Aww.
And I was like, I put this on here because I was just annoyed by it. And
I had a feeling they were going to make another one because they left that last one with such a cliffhanger ending. Because I saw it in the theaters.
How many Sherlock Holmes things do we need?
Okay, wait. This was around first before the other one. Caitlin.
That's true.
Think about that.
Like,
oh, how many do we need? Oh, we need Sherlock. It's like, hello, sorry.
There's just so many. I can't keep them all straight. There's just a lot of Sherlock.
Yeah, well, have they announced if it's going to be based on a specific...
I don't know. I just saw that they were making another one.
Okay.
And they're filming the show Sherlock right now, too, so it's like...
Heard of that.
A lot of Sherlock stuff is happening. A lot. Alright, that piece of news wasn't nearly as exciting. But this one is, there's going to be a DCOM marathon, which Sam didn't know what that meant.
That means
Disney Channel Original Movie Marathon on Memorial Day weekend. I thought we would each share our top three DCOM movies.
Oh, okay. Can you pick three? I think so. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Let's do one at a time. So name one.
Smart House.
Okay, wait. Was that the one about the guy with the family that could check in that crazy house? They could, like, suck up smoothies out of the floor?
Yes.
Okay, that was a good one. I was not.
That one's my favorite.
Good one. Okay, mine, you probably know the name of it, the mermaid one. The guy
The 13th Year.
The 13th Year. I watch that one all the time.
That's so good.
The name of the damn film. So yeah, 13th Year.
My next one, Cadet Kelly.
I
classic.
Never watched that one.
You've never seen Cadet Kelly?
Not.
Some people think that the movie is kind of like a metaphor, like an allegory for like coming out of the closet, like coming, like a coming out story.
Wasn't there,
which is kind
I mean,
of interesting.
This is not my top one, but wasn't there one that they made about 9/11?
Yes, Tiger Cruise.
That one, the one that had like Bill
so
Pullman
good.
In it, and they were all on the ship.
And Hayden Panettiere, yeah.
I remember that one. They
I remember crying.
I didn't understand.
My
that.
Eyeballs
I like,
out.
I was very confused.
It's beautiful. Okay. It's really hard to find. They never play it on Disney Channel anymore.
Oh, I wonder why. The other one for me is, I remember it's Get a Clue, Lindsay Lohan. I love that movie. They played it
really?
On yeah, that was awesome. I loved it. Get a Clue. Last one.
Okay. My next one, oh, this is so hard. Okay, I have to go with the Xenon movies.
Oh, those ones were great. Those ones were awesome. Okay, they had a lot of them. There's like one on the like tip of my tongue, but I can't remember what the heck it was about. Okay, I'm just going to describe the plot. It was about
okay.
this family, and the parents were scientists, and they made this like time machine thing, but like something went wrong and they started reverse aging, but like
oh yes, oh my gosh, I totally know what you're talking about.
They stayed the same, but mentally they started reverting in age.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Right, I will look it up. Or they did.
Is this one where the kids switch places with the grandparents?
No, you know what, hold on. Let's go through the news. I will look this up because I.
Okay. Do you have any other honorable mention movies that you think people should check out?
Where they get trapped on an island.
Even Stevens. One of mine is Double Teamed. Wasn't one of my favorites.
Oh, there was one about the guy
really
who
good.
Was cooking.
Eddie's Million Dollar Cook-Off.
Yeah, I love to cook. So
I don't particularly like that
one.
Oh,
I love that one.
For some reason, I was really into the Disney Channel movies that were about girls and sports. Like, Motocrossed, I always really liked. Yeah. And Double Teamed. And, that one where they're racing. Where they're, like, race car drivers.
Don't remember that one.
Somebody
but
knows
how,
what I'm talking
how
about.
How are we forgetting High School Musical? No, screw that movie. I hate them.
Because High School Musical was kind of... came out when I was starting to not be... That's when Disney Channel movies kind of, like... That was, like, the end of the reign of, like, really good Disney Channel movies.
I never liked High School Musical.
You gotta look to the early 2000s. That's where all the good Disney Channel movies came from.
Alright, I'm on the hunt. I'm looking for this film. So let's move on to the next one. I will keep looking.
Great. Oh... Okay, there's going to be a bunch, speaking of Disney, there's going to be a bunch of new live-action Disney movies that were the idea for this was just, the press release just happened for this. So, some stuff that are set to happen is a movie about Cruella de Vil, which will be starring Emma Stone, which I'm not quite sure about that casting. A Dumbo, and I believe this is going to be live-action by Tim Burton, so that'll be strange. Maleficent 2, which isn't surprising, kind of expected that, because Maleficent did pretty well, and I actually really enjoyed Maleficent with Angelina Jolie.
Oh my gosh, back it up. Do you remember the movie Luck of the Irish?
Yes!
Oh my gosh, how did I forget that movie? That is probably one of my favorites.
Oh,
just
so
because,
good.
I'm half Irish, and it was awesome.
It's all about those early 2000
movies.
Oh
my gosh, now just looking at these names, I'm seeing it. But I agree, I was also expecting a Maleficent 2.
Yes. And then another one, I'm kind of excited about this. I feel like this could go really bad or really good. A Jungle Cruise movie starring Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Oh, Christ.
Right?
What?
I feel like it could... I'm just nervous about it being too, like... explosion-y and stuff.
I found it. I found the movie.
Okay, what's the movie?
It's called The Proof Point. The Proof
I've never
Point,
seen that.
P-R-O-O-F. Proof Point. Ha,
okay.
I'm not crazy. Let me, I'll just read you something. It says, two scientists invent a time machine. The critical part falls out of the time machine before they get to test it. Nothing seems to happen, but the parents begin to mentally regress in age.
I don't remember ever seeing that.
It's really good. So if they're playing it, go find it. It's good. I love that movie. I'm not crazy. I knew it existed.
Never said you were crazy. Thought it. Totally kidding.
It's true. I accept it. All right, continue.
Also happening is a live act, is a sequel to Mary Poppins, and I did a little bit of more research on this, starring Emily Blunt and Lin-Manuel Miranda, so I'm like really excited about it.
Mary Poppins.
Okay, so about the Mary Poppins thing, it's not going to be a remake of the original Mary Poppins movie. It'll be a version of one of the many different Mary Poppins books that P.L. Travers wrote.
I don't trust.
I think it could be good. It could either go really bad or be really good, but I'm going to have faith that it'll go really good, mostly because I love Emily Blunt.
Say it's going to be crap.
Okay.
You have to have a balance.
Also, supposedly there's going to be some kind of a nutcracker. Huh. It's called, movie called The Nutcracker and the Four Realms. How, like, dramatic does that sound?
Let me guess, directed by Tim Burton.
No, it's not.
That'd be hilarious. Oh, God. Now we gotta get Tim Burton to direct The Nutcracker. It'll be 20 times.
Oh, gosh. And also The Jungle Book 2, which live-action movie just came out last week, and now they're already set to make a sequel.
I saw a behind-the-scenes thing for that film that literally the whole film was just that one kid, and then they CGI'd literally everything.
It's CGI'd everything. And then also, this is the last movie that they announced on this list, was a new Tinkerbell movie. They just say it's going to be a Tinkerbell project with Reese Witherspoon set to star.
Jesus.
I know. My reaction was the same thing. We do not need another Tinkerbell. I'm done. We're done. Good. Over. Don't need
it. Disney's rolling.
I know. Anyway, so those were all of the live action movies set to happen. You know, it's so early, and most of these won't happen for another, like, 3 to 4 years. So, they could fail. They could not even make it to fruition. But that was just recently announced. All right. Another piece of news that I did. Waitress opened on Broadway, which is one of the musicals I've been obsessed with recently. And, Sam, one thing I thought you would think was interesting is they actually have a person on their crew, involved with the show, that is the pie expert person. Like, they have a pie consultant for the musical.
Like the food pie.
Like the food. They have a pie consultant. And this person's... So this show is about a waitress at this diner who specializes in pie. She's an expert pie baker, is kind of the plot line of this. And so, in order to make the whole theater smell like pie, I guess they used to use artificial, like, sprays and scents and stuff, but they thought it smelled like a car air freshener. So, what they did is they built an oven, like, in the entryway of the theater, and they bake a pie every night in this oven, which I think is the coolest thing. And I guess it's a double crust apple pie, and the person that bakes this pie that owns this bakery and does a lot of catering stuff for Broadway events, they had to... I guess the pie doesn't taste very good because it has double the amount of nutmeg and double the amount of cinnamon as a normal apple pie. Yeah, to get it to smell really good, but the crew still eats it every night.
Oh, Lord.
I guess they pop it in this convection oven, like, 20 minutes before a show, and then it just, like, bakes throughout the show, and they put it at, like, a low temperature, and it, like, bakes throughout the show, and I guess the height, when it smells the most like apple pie, is, like, right during intermission. So I thought that was pretty cool.
That's pretty interesting. Wow, that's awesome.
Right? So I'm wondering if they bring the show on tour, if they do a national tour, if this show's really popular and it comes to a city near you, if they will do the same thing in other cities. If they'll bake a pie. I'm really hoping they will.
That'd be awesome. I think that'd be awesome. I
think so, too. I want to go to a Broadway show and have the whole thing smell like pie. I mean,
I love pie.
Then, me too. It would probably make me very hungry, but it would be delicious.
Oh, yeah, pie.
Yeah, pie. Alright.
Okay, so these next two are mine, and I'm going to throw another one in there. I'm going to start with it.
Go for it.
They released the trailer for The Killing Joke.
Woo! Oh, it's really good.
Amazing. I'm so excited. Oh, well, my love of Batman is growing fonder and fonder every day. If you checked our Twitter at Morons Podcast, shameless plug number two, I posted a thing celebrating the Joker's birthday, which is April 25th. He turned 76. And when people were saying 76, 76 of what? It's 76 years since the first time he was put in a comic. So, heads up for the peeps. So, yes, the joke is out. My hair is green this week to celebrate the Joker. I'm not kidding. I dyed my hair green. It looks pretty stylish, right, Caitlin? Does it look great? Looks pretty great. I love it. Anyway, Killing Joke coming out. I'm super excited. Next one. And I'm probably going to butcher this, even though I had my roommate help me pronounce it. Kabaneri of the Iron Fortress is an anime that just actually started airing about 3 weeks ago. Episode 3 is coming out this week. There was a break due to the hurricane? Earthquakes in Japan last week, so they didn't release the next episode. However, the thing that's really, really cool about this anime is the... Excuse me. The company that is producing these is doing a agreement contract with Amazon Prime. So each week the episode comes out, it is also available with English subtitles on Amazon Prime. So
oh, cool.
Yeah, so tomorrow episode 3 is coming out. It is, for those who haven't seen it, if you have Amazon Prime, go check it out or check it out on Kiss Anime. I never recommended that website. It's amazing. It is really, really cool. The guy who directed it, also directed the anime Attack on Titan. Extremely gory. This one is just as gory. Really, really good. Like I said, even though only two episodes are out, currently, it's awesome.
Wow.
It's amazing. Like, blew my mind. Really, really good. So I'm excited to see the next episode tomorrow. And in other amazing, wonderful, geeky news, April 30th is International Tabletop Day.
Ooh!
I'm excited, so I'm just going to play board games all day long.
I have an event I have to help host on Saturday, but I'm really hoping I have time in the evening to play some tabletop games.
Because I did a count, because it said, like, it was a post on Geek & Sundry that was like, check and see how many board games you have and, like, figure it out. I'm like, I have 23.
Wow.
And some of those games ain't cheap. Just saying. But, you know, hey, it's a collection that's going to last me a lifetime, and
I'm really
looking forward to expanding my collection every further. So, yes, happy International Tabletop Day, everybody.
Yay!
All right. That's all we have for Fangirl News.
Fangirl News. All right, so... topic of the week. So we were going to do comedy, but of course we got our companion announcement. Finally. Hashtag finally. So companion was announced, and I posted about it on our Twitter at Morons Podcast when the news broke. And they told us on like Thursday, they were like, there's going to be a companion announcement on Saturday in the middle of this soccer game. And everyone was like, okay. So, I don't know what I was expecting, but I was not expecting a 2-minute video.
Yeah, neither was
that
I.
Was cool.
That was pretty awesome.
Yeah, I thought we were going to get, like, a photo shoot or something. It was just going to be, like, photos and or, like, an interview and being like, hey, my name's this. I have a new companion. Yeah. But no, they gave us, like, a 2-minute video that, like, I was not expecting at all. And I was like, what? Yeah. Like, I pulled it up on my phone. And I was thinking, like, oh, look, it's a video. It's probably, like, 30 seconds long. I'm like, wait a minute, this is 2 minutes. Like, that's crazy. Mm-hmm. So Pearl Mackey is the new companion. Mm-hmm. And what are your first impressions, Sam, after seeing the 2-minute video?
It's interesting. I mean, I thought I really did agree with you. I liked the way that they presented it. The film was really, really cool.
Yes.
I thought it was fun how she was poking fun at how the Daleks look, because a lot of So, like, why does it have a plunger on its face? Like, I don't understand. Like, I don't understand why it's saying exterminate. Why not just say kill? A lot of very, very good questions. She looks fun. I like the fact that her name is Bill.
Me too.
I think it's kind of quirky.
It's really cute. Yeah.
I don't know, the only other character of, in so far, the only two characters of, really, of color that have been companions have been...
Well, Mickey and Martha.
Mickey and Martha. So now that we have Bill.
Yeah.
It's a really cool way to... I don't know, I think it's going to be interesting to see how they're going to pull her in, or drop her into this hole.
Yeah,
everyone else has such, like, this, like, deep tie to, like, the Doctor. You got, like, Amy's, like, I've known this guy since I was a child, and then obviously you got Clara.
It seems like this might be more of a, because they said, like, that she would be returning, like, that they were going back to 2017, and it makes me think that a lot of people thought she was going to be announced at the 2000s, like, that they were going to, her character would first pop up in the 2016 Christmas special, mm-hmm. because new episodes aren't going to be coming until spring of 2017, and then they said, like, oh, she'll be in Doctor Who in 2017. Everyone's like, oh, dang it, that means that she's not going to be introduced in the Christmas special.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see how her... It seems kind of like, from, like, all of the things that I've heard of, like, interviews... that it might be more of, like, he just kind of picks her up. And supposedly, according to Moffat, like, from an interview a while ago, he was saying that this companion's not going to know anything about space travel or anything about the Doctor's life.
Yeah, which is going to be cool, because everyone else always seems to know a little bit of something.
So yeah, it's going to be...
Just, like, fresh off the boat.
I think she really seems like she's going to be a Rose-like companion. Probably without the romance, but, like, I totally see her as being, like, a character that kind of questions things. And her actually sounds very similar to Rose.
Yeah.
Like, they have very similar accents, most probably just because they're both Londoners. Mm-hmm. But that was, like, my first impression was her. It was like, oh, she sounds a lot like Rose. Like, they have very similar accents. But a lot of fans are comparing her to Donna.
Hmm.
And are also comparing her to the Seventh Doctor's companion, Ace, who was the last companion of Classic Who, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. Classic Who fans, don't kill me if I'm wrong on Classic Who information. But, who I guess was very feisty, so people are kind of comparing her to them. But it's also, it's hard to cast judgment on a 2-minute video. Especially because it would have been nice if they gave us more to her character. Like, if they told us, like, what her job was or where she was from or anything. But no, they were just like, we just have her name and 2 minutes of her talking about dialects. So
yeah, it should be really cool. I'm looking forward to it.
What do you think? Okay, so this is a fan theory. I don't know.
Wait, fan theories. Really? Fan theories and it hasn't even started yet? What the hell?
Okay. So, if you notice her outfit, she's very dressed, like, 80s-esque, and one of the lines, like I mentioned earlier, was the Doctor says, like, we have to go back to 2017, which makes, because they said, like, back to the future, and make people think that maybe her companion... Maybe this new companion's from the past. And her outfit is kind of, like, 80s-esque. So a lot of fans are kind of thinking that she might actually be from, like, the 1980s or, like, the 90s.
Cool.
Which would be awesome, kind of. Because if you think about it, like, classic Doctor Who ended in, like, the late 80s. Mm. And then the TV movie was... celebrating its 20th anniversary, so, like, 96. And so we never really had a long companion. There was never really a companion in the 90s for, like, any extended period of time, more than from, like, one episode. So I think that'd be kind of interesting if we had a companion from the 90s, because then those Classic Who fans would finally get to see what a companion from the 90s would be like.
Yeah, that could be really cool. I agree.
And in New Who, we haven't had any companion. All the companions have just been modern companions. Yeah. We haven't had one that came from a different a different time period.
Yeah, I think that'd be really interesting.
I think it'd be really interesting, and it'd be kind of fun, and I'm kind of hoping that's what happened, but I don't want to, like, get my hopes up. And who knows? Who knows? Yeah, they could announce next week that she's modern and she works at Starbucks and or whatever. Anyway, I am pretty excited, and she's a theater person, so this is her first TV acting gig, and she's currently starring in the West End production of A Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime.
Oh, that's cool, okay.
Yeah, so she did drama school, and she's a theater kid, and I love theater kids, and I think it'll be cool. And she's like basically unknown. So I'm really excited to kind of see this character, and I feel like I'm talking too much, but
I'm really pumped about it. No, I'm looking forward to it.
I am very excited. I think she's really cute, and she's really awesome. And I also really like the name Bill, because I think it's fun. I like androgynous names, and I'm kind of... And I heard a bunch of rumors that Bill might be a reference to the first Doctor, William Hartnell, because his nickname with his friends was Bill. Okay. And they released this video clip on the anniversary of his death, if I'm not mistaken.
And if you haven't seen this video, you can find the link on our Twitter. At Moron's Podcast. That's number 3. I'm keeping count.
All right. All right, do we have anything else to add about this new companion announcement?
No. You
think we covered it. So... Now we're going to move on to our weekly recommendations. Sam,
you go first. So, TV shows. My friend recommended that I watch this in January, and I haven't watched it until now. Like, literally just started watching it today.
Typical.
It's an anime. Oh my god, it's so good. I am only on season one, towards the end of season one. It's called Noragami. Really, really good. You can find it all over the place. It has been dubbed and also subbed by Funimation, so Funimation picked it up. So if you have a Funimation thing, you can go and find it. Really, really good show if you haven't seen it. Really, really good. Noragami. It's basically about this minor god that is... just doing these, like, really, really tiny, cheap jobs because he doesn't have any money to build a shrine, and no one ever prays to him, so he's really, really sad and just trying to find, like, people to follow and pray to him. So good. Really, really good. It's really, really funny. It's really, really good at balancing out, like, the humor, but also some of the darker, serious tones of the show, which is really, really good. My music, I've been listening to the Last of Us soundtrack a lot more recently. Not only The Last of Us, but also Last of Us Left Behind, the soundtrack for the DLC. Really, really good. You can find it on iTunes. You can also find it on Spotify. And I've been listening to it with this app called Rainy Mood, or also the website Rainy Mood. I love the sound of rain. Rain is, like, super calming to me. So I can play the rain on top of, like, this beautiful guitar, and I just fall asleep instantly. Or I'll just sit awake for, like, 3 hours just going, oh, it's beautiful. and my last recommendation is not a music or TV show. It's a thing. My friend bought me this nightlight, and I'm not scared of the dark at all. I just am obsessed with this thing because she's like, dude, it's amazing. It plugs into the wall. When the lights are on, it has like a light sensor, so it knows, so it doesn't like waste the light inside of it. But it's like it looks really, really simple. It looks kind of stupid. But when the lights turn off, the projector inside it turns on and projects the bat symbol onto your ceiling. Best
so cool.
Nightlight ever. I feel like I'm being called by himself to go and protect God.
Do you ever wake up and you're in the middle of the night and you're like, I must go save the city?
Yes, and then I walk out of my room, but then the projector is shining into the ceiling, but I walk, like, right through the beam, so it blinds me, and I'm like, ah, damn it. So, maybe, I don't know if it was meant to be so, but I love it. It's awesome. I'll take a picture and I'll put it on our Instagram.
Oh, there we go. Shameless plug.
You guys have an Instagram now. And guess what it's called? At Moron's Podcast.
At Moron's Podcast.
So, yeah. Follow.
Sam, I didn't tell you this, but I created a Tumblr.
Now we have a Tumblr. You guys, we're on three different social media platforms. Oh my god.
It doesn't have very many posts on it, though. I just wanted the username.
You don't know what goes on our Instagram, but I just posted a picture of our Google Doc. But I did really cool filtery stuff. So the only thing you can read is the name of the title of what we're talking about. And because I'm artistic.
Wow. Good job.
You do your favorites.
Alright, so my weekly favorite. So I just watched this movie today in my political science public policy class. And it was an HBO documentary called Toxic Hot Seat. And it was really fascinating, so I thought I'd recommend it. It was really good. So it's about flame retardants in furniture, which, like, sounds like a really dry and boring topic, but it's actually kind of interesting, kind of... I don't want to spoil it too much, but basically, it's a documentary, and basically this group of people and scientists and all these random people, like some policymakers and scientists and lecturers and firemen, all like separately found out that the flame retardants that we use in the cushions of like our sofas and furniture are actually like really bad for you, and they like increase your rates of cancer by like enormous amount. So if all these firefighters were getting cancer at like 6 times the rate of normal people because of the smoke from burning this flame retardant. And so basically the documentary just tells a story about how these group of people kind of came together and these reporters at the Chicago Tribune kind of found out about this and helped like elevate this story that wasn't getting any attention. And there's a bunch of like, they try to go up against the chemical industry, and it doesn't work out very well. And it's really fascinating, so I highly recommend that. Another movie I saw this week was... I finally saw the movie Waitress that the musical's based off of that I mentioned earlier in the episode that I'm slightly obsessed with. So I finally saw the movie of it that came... It came out in, like, 2008. It's an indie movie, and it was really good. So if you haven't seen Waitress... Go watch it. It's really good. It's super cute. And the musical is popping on Broadway right now.
And
smells like pie. Music that I'm listening to. Once again, the original Broadway cast album of The Hunchback of Notre Dame. Not even kidding you. On repeat. It's all I listen to. It's so good. I just like put it in the background while I'm like doing homework or the laundry or chores or whatever. Because it's super long and I don't have any of the songs memorized, so I just kind of listen to it. Also, I have a podcast to recommend, Onceable, which is a Once Upon a Time podcast, and if you are getting really annoyed with what's happening Once Upon a Time right now, go listen to them, because they are really annoyed too, and they're kind of hilarious, and they have really good insights.
Turning into
on the episodes.
Cluster F. That's all I'm gonna
say. Oh, it totally is, and these people know about it, and they've been podcasting about Once Upon a Time since, like, forever, so they've been, like, doing this for a really long time, and watching it, and analyzing it for a really long time, and they're just, like, so fed up about it, and their commentary is just really great. It's just wonderful, so if you are getting really fed up with Once Upon a Time, go listen to the Onceable podcast. Super good. Super. I'm all about it. Thumbs up. 10 out of 10. Would recommend. Also, kind of a random thing. So, Sam, you might be interested in this. So, I was in a meeting a couple weeks ago, and one of my, like, supervisors at work is really into tabletop board games and started, and he has, like, a Google, like, spreadsheet on his drive where he organizes every board game he has. So, I got inspired by this to record every fan fiction I've ever read. And it's going to be a slow process to record all these, but I'm starting with like what I'm currently reading or like just finished reading. And I have this whole spreadsheet. If anyone's interested, I can post a picture of what it looks like once it's complete or once I have more data in it. I just have a couple entries right now. So I have, like, different categories for, like, the title, what fandom it's in, ships, the link. So I basically, this is just a way so I could be able to go back and find stories later. And eventually I want to kind of quantify all of this data and do something with it or create some graphs or I don't know. I just think it'd be fun. And that's kind of going to be my summer project. But if anyone's a nerd, like I am and likes to read a lot of fan fiction, I highly recommend just creating a Google Doc spreadsheet and just start off with just saying, like, the title, who wrote it, and the link. Mine's a little bit more sophisticated, but work in progress. So, yeah, that's my very nerdy random things of the week.
Awesome!
I'm also involved in an RPG game right now.
Woo!
And
welcome
which
to
I've mentioned, which I've mentioned before, but it's the Dresden Files RPG, which is based off of a book series. And it's basically, Sam, you would love it. It's RPG that takes place in the real world using supernatural elements. So we use like my college campus that I'm at right now as is the setting. And my character is a were-rabbit.
That's
nice. So I can transform into a rabbit. And my aspect is some bunny to love. And I'm really proud of that tagline. Yeah, and it's been really fun. And one of, like, the fun, it's just fun. You can kind of, like, explain weird things on your campus or wherever you are, city, explain weird things using supernatural elements. Like, for example, we said that one of the frats is a vampire frat house. And all the people there are vampires, and we need to try to get information from them. It's kind of where we are right now in my RPG, but it's been really fun. So I highly recommend if you are into Dungeons and Dragons or other RPGs, or maybe you want to get into RPGs, Dresden Files, highly recommend. It's been really fun so far, and I'm playing again tomorrow. Actually, when this is posted, it will be today, but yes.
Woo!
Woo!
I'm so happy for you.
Thanks.
You get to join the madness.
I know, it's been really fun.
RPG just took a really, really weird turn last week. Because we've been playing as all sorts of just insane things, but we took it. I'm playing D&D. Took it a new route where we're just playing as like level one everything from like this really really dinky small town, and like half the things that we were like allowed in the handbook we didn't end up having because it was like in actuality you would never have that, but we were building up to getting these things like. I'm playing as a ranger, and in 5th edition, you get spells. But for my character, story-wise, it didn't make sense. So my DM's like, okay, I'll think of something. Oh, yeah, so, like, one guy, because he was also a spellcaster, his was, like, an innate power that he's always had, and he just didn't know he had it. Everyone else has different powers, too, and mine was the last character to figure out, you know, what she had. And I'm like, oh, how am I going to get my powers? Because everyone's just like, it's amazing, awesome story. No, mine just went dark side. I get kidnapped by a bad scientist. I'm a mutant that has, like magic powers now. I'm like, well, and I turned to him like, why? And he goes, well, it had to be, like, I didn't want everyone to have a happy story. I'm like, then why'd you give it to me? So. Now my character's, like, hardcore mentally scarred from being, like, basically murdered, like, 4 times by this scientist for, like, you know, fun. So, yeah, RPGs, man. Those things could mess with you mentally.
Alright. RPGs. Highly recommend.
Play them during International Tabletop Day.
Yes!
And tell us about
this is not
on our
really
Twitter at Morons Podcast.
At Morons Podcast.
Number 5.
Feel free to tweet at us any questions you have. Maybe we'll do a Q&A eventually in the future.
You never know.
Alright, so our topic next week is to be determined. We will post about it on our Tumblr, Twitter, Instagram, all at Morons Podcast.
We're so lucky that was not taken.
Yeah, I was shocked, actually. I was like, oh man, this is definitely going to be taken. And it wasn't. And that's where I'm like, I'm just going to make this account right now. gotta hold on to that URL. All right. Anything else we need to add?
No.
Before we close this episode down?
We are Gouda.
We are Gouda. Mm-hmm. Gouda.
I love that cheese. It's delicious.
It's a good cheese.
Amazing.
All right. We are the Morons Who Try to Talk Good. Please follow us at Morons Podcast on Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram. My name is...
7.
My name is Caitlin, California.
I'm Sam in Spokane.
And you will hear us next week. Goodbye!
Bye!